on that bullshit.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shootings that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord.
Welcome to University of Biblical Studies, Voice to Men and Girls to Ladies. I'm your co-host, Lily Turner, from Holland, Michigan.
And I'm your host, Caritha Gantlin, from Jacksonville, Florida, also known as Sister G.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, please forgive us for sins known and unknown, in the mighty name of Jesus. We call forth everything in our body to line up for to line up from A to Z in the mighty name of Jesus. We call forth the right and left side of our mind in the mighty name of Jesus to be in line with your word, Lord God. We thank you for healing for sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. By your stripes we're healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the words that are going out tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy's plans are null and void in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray Psalm 35 and 8 over his plans. His senses are null and void in the mighty name of Jesus. And we believe this effective immediately in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we are with your plans tonight for University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We just thank you for all those who are on the line, those who will come on later. We honor your presence and we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, oh God. We cover all the families in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're about to do. In the name of Jesus, have your way. We surrender all, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider, that you provide life and godliness, that you wake us up in the mornings, oh God. You watch over us all night. We thank you that you are Jehovah Adonai, oh God, a sovereign God, a supreme ruler. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. Heal all of us, especially our young people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Heal them of oppression, suppression, depression, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage the young people, oh God. Father, we thank you that you are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Nisi, a banner. So, Father, we surrender everything to you tonight. Forgive us, oh God, for everything that we've done against your will. Create in us clean hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we say, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lily, are there? Are you there, Lily?
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to participate.
Amen. Thank you, Lily. All righty. Well, tonight we're so grateful each one of you joined us tonight. I'm going to see if the twins are on right now. All right. 504-509, is this the twins?
Yes.
All righty. Can you girls come a little bit closer to the phone? Good evening, twins. How are you all?
Good evening.
Oh, that's much better. Thank you so much. All right.
No problem.
I thank God for the twins, Jemiah and Janiyah from New Orleans. They're going to sing a song for us tonight. What are you going to sing, girls?
Oh, how I love Jesus.
All right. Sounds great to me. Thank you.
Okay, sir. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing his word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior love who died and set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of one whose loving heart can fill my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a pump that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Thank you. Amen. Where's your grandmother?
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much, Mr. Jones. We appreciate you allowing the girls to come on. We'll be thank God for you. Thank God for the training that you're giving them. Amen. So we'll continue on. We thank God for my spiritual daughter, Laurel Brunson from Jacksonville, Florida. Good evening, Laurel. How are you?
Hey, Sister G, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. All right. She's going to pray for the family, the youth, and the family. We have more than one person praying tonight. We thank God for you, Laurel. Go right ahead.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for this day. Lord God, we thank you, oh God, for this opportunity to come before your throne of grace, oh God. Father, we just honor your name. God, we bless your name tonight. God, we lift you up, God, and we say that there is nobody like you in all the earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we come before your throne of grace, oh God, seeking you for mercy, oh God, seeking you for help tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We petition you, God, for our families, oh God. We petition you for our youth tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, there's so many things things, God, that are influencing our youth, oh God. And Father, we just ask you now, God, to cover our youth, oh God. Cover these families, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus. God, cover their minds right now, God. Cover them, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover the way in which they should take, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Father, order the steps, God, of our youth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that they would not get caught up into anything, oh God. God, that they should not, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, for our youth. We pray for our children. God, we pray for our grandchildren, oh God. We pray for our godchildren, our sons, our daughters, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our nieces, our nephews, oh God. God, we cover them right now. We cover our neighbor's children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we cover our neighborhoods, oh God, neighborhoods, God, that are filled with children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you cover our children, our youth right now, God, in the name of Jesus. For we know, God, that they are the next generation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask, God, that you place a hedge of protection, oh God, around the children, God, in the name of Jesus, around the youth right now. In the name of Jesus, God, that no hurt, no harm, no danger, God, will come near our youth, will come near our families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we call, God, every child, God, in the name of Jesus, we call them back to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray right now, God, that every youth will be saved, oh God, that every youth, God, will know Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for parents raising these children, oh God. God, we come against the spirit, God, of child neglect, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask you, oh God, God, to cover the parents, oh God, that you would give them wisdom, oh God, to know how to raise these children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you declared in your word, oh God, to train these children up, oh God, in the way in which they should go, God, so that when they get older, God, they will not depart, God. We declare that our children will be taught of the Lord, God, in the name of Jesus. We declare, God, that our children, God, will do great exploits for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, that whatever they find their hands to do, God, they will do it with all of their might, God. We declare, God, that our children, oh God, will be everything that you have called them to be, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we call purpose to come forth right now, in the name of Jesus, God. We call purpose to come forth in the name of Jesus, oh God. We cover our children, God. We cover their eye gates now. We cover their ear gates right now in the name of Jesus. God, everything they're being subjected to, God, on the televisions, God. God, in the video games, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, in the music on YouTube, God, in the name of Jesus. God, cover their eye gates, oh God. Cover their ear gates, oh God. Cover their spirits right now in the name of Jesus, God. We come against the spirit, God, of perversion right now in the name of Jesus. God, that child, oh God, that says, that little boy, God, that says he's really a girl, that little girl, God, that says she's really a little boy, we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind, God, the spirit of homosexuality, oh God, in the name of Jesus, off of our children. Oh God, we bind the spirit of transgenderism, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we snatch them right now out of the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we declare that every child, every boy that was born as a boy, God, he shall grow up as a man in the name of Jesus. Every little girl that was born as a girl, oh God, we declare that she shall grow up as a woman in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of sex changes, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, cover our children in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, cover them, God, from what they're seeing and what they're hearing on social media, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, cover their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Cover their minds right now in the, even those that are on this call, God, cover their minds right now in the name of Jesus, God. Cover their minds, whatever their minds are thinking about doing, God, that is not according to your word, oh God. We cast down those thoughts in in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we come against the spirit, God, of sex before marriage, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that our children will keep their bodies pure, God, in the name of Jesus. They will be a living sacrifice, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God. We ask you, oh God, that you continue to shield them, God, that you continue to cover them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you, oh God. Bring them out of darkness, oh God, and to your marvelous light, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We bless you. God, we even pray for that child, God, that's thinking about suicide, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come against the hands of the enemy right now that would try to tell that child that he or she has no reason to live. Oh God, we come against it right now, and we speak life to their life in the name of Jesus. We declare that they shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And even the parents, oh God, we come against postpartum depression, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against suicidal thoughts, oh God, suicidal attempts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We declare that you will live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord, God. We thank you, and God, we bless you, and God, we honor you, and we call these things done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Laurel. Awesome prayer. Awesome prayer. We thank God for you. Thank God for her husband. Thank God that she's my daughter in the Lord. Oh, my God, precious woman of God. Thank you so much. Awesome prayer. Well, I'm looking for Gloria Dean Charlo. Are you on yet, Minister Gloria Dean? All right, she may not be on yet. But we have someone on 504-509. Could you give me your name, please? All right. All right. Well, we're moving along. We have the Turner family on from Holland, Michigan, and they're going to sing a song tonight. Good evening, Turner family.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All righty. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good.
Amen, amen. All right, what are y'all going to sing?
Our God is awesome.
All right, go right ahead.
Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength when I am weakened. Forever you will reign. Our God is awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
All right.
Awesome, my God is awesome, Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation, for his Christ I am here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Yep, our God is awesome. And all of Jesus. Thank God for you all. All right. Someone is going to have a radio or something on in the background. Would you put your phone on mute, please? TV, something. Would you put your phone on mute? All right. We have Minister Gloria Dean on with us from New Orleans, Louisiana, and she's going to sing a song of praise for us today. Good evening, Minister Gloria Dean. All right. she'll be back in a minute. She dropped off the line, but she'll be back. So in the meantime, I thank God for each of you. All right. Right now we're going to do biblical facts. So get your Bibles ready for biblical facts. Got to know the word. Got to know the word. So get your Bibles ready for biblical facts tonight. We want adults and young people to answer the questions. Get your Bibles ready. All right, the first biblical fact. You know how we do it. You give the answer, give your name and the answer. Listen to the question. I'll read it two times. And if you know the answer to the question, state your name and give the answer. All right, question number one. From the books of the law, which book, chapter, and verse says, and Joseph dreamed a dream and told it to his brothers, and they hated him the more? Which book, chapter, and verse says, and Joseph dreamed a dream and told it to his brothers, and they hated him the more? Book, chapter, and verse. State your name and the answer.
Genesis.
Genesis what? You're right. Genesis what? You're close, Genesis. Genesis what? Got to give the book, chapter, and the verse.
This is Lily.
Yes.
Genesis 37:5.
Excellent job. Very good, Lily. All right. Thank you so much, Lily. Genesis 37:5. All right, question number two. Don't get discouraged. Keep looking. Question number two. Which major prophet's name was changed from Beelzebar, Shabar, and what's the book, chapter, and verse? Which prophet's name was changed in the major prophet from Beelzebar, Zar, and what book, chapter, and verse is it found in? Give your name and the answer. Which major prophet's name was changed? So Belshazzar, Zar. My goodness, it's a little difficult for me to pronounce, but you know who I'm talking about. It's a major prophet. Where is it found? What book, chapter, verse? Don't matter what age you are, you can give the answer. Hello, somebody, anybody, research. The major prophet. I'll give you one clue. Anybody, y'all need a clue?
Yes, ma'am.
I give you one clue. All right, the clue is he had three friends. He had three friends. That's the clue.
It's just Pastor Clarence.
All right.
It was Daniel.
What's the book, chapter, verse? You may be right.
I believe. I want to say either chapter 3.
You may look it up. Look it up. You got to have the book, chapter, and verse. Come on, you guys. Keep searching. You're doing good, though. Come on. Book, chapter, and verse.
It's Daniel chapter 1. This is Sister Annette, and it's verse 7.
Excellent. Would you read it for me, please? Excellent job, Sister Annette.
This is the NIV. And it said the chief official gave them new names to Daniel, the name Belshazzar, and to Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yep, Daniel 1:7. All right. We're doing good, you guys. Keep going. Next question, number 3. Which minor prophet is the last book in the Old Testament? Which minor prophet is the last book in the Old Testament? I know everybody know that one.
This is Johnny.
Malachi.
It's Malachi.
All right. Good job.
Malachi.
Oh. Yep, more than one person can answer. Good job. Bible scholars on here. All right, here we go. Next question. Which book, chapter, and verse says, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife and let every woman have her own husband? Book, chapter, and verse says, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife and every woman her own husband. Book, chapter, and verse.
Okay, let's see.
State your name.
Benaiah, 1 Corinthians 7:2.
Excellent job, Benaiah. Good job. 1 Corinthians 7:2. You guys are getting up there. Hallelujah. All right, we got about 3 more. You guys are doing excellent. I'm proud of you. Which book, chapter, and verse of the gospel says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven? Book, chapter, and verse. Which chapter, verse, book, chapter, verse in the gospel says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven?
Gospel Matthew 5:15.
All right, who's this?
Jemiah,
good job. Matthew 5:16. All right, somebody still have a radio, something playing in the background. Would you mute your phone for me, please? Thank you, I appreciate it. You know, it's just a little bit noise in the back. All right, we're moving right along. All right, next question. From the epistles, which book, chapter, and verse says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things? What's the answer? I know y'all know that one. I didn't even read it twice. That's our foundation scripture for boys to men, girls to ladies.
Jeremiah, 1 Corinthians 13:11.
Good job, Jeremiah. All right. New Orleans on the ball. All right, last biblical fact. From the epistles, which book, chapter, and verse says, let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct and love and faith and in purity? What is that one?
This is Tyrese. 1 Timothy 4:12.
All right, 1 Timothy 4:12. Thank you, Tyrese. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, y'all did good, but you still need your Bibles. All right, you still need your Bibles. Right now, we're getting ready to do scripture search. So you need your Bible. Get your Bibles out. You can close them for right now, but when I call the scripture, this is how we do it. I will read the scripture. I'll read the where the scripture is found, and then you tell me. Find the scripture and read it. All right, but you got to state your name first. All right, first scripture, Proverbs 1:8. First person find it, state your name and read it.
This is Pastor Clarence.
Okay.
Pastor, Proverbs 1 and 8.
Okay.
I'm reading from the Quest Bible. It's a New International Version.
Okay.
And it says, "Listen, my son, to your father's instructions, and do not forsake your mother's teaching."
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Clara. Good job. All right. Next scripture. Proverbs 15:5. First person find it. State your name and read it.
Janaya.
Okay.
A fool fight his father's instruction, but he that regarding reproof is prudent.
Very good. Amen. Excellent job. All right, we have a couple of more scriptures. Proverbs 15:20.
Janiah.
Okay.
A wise son made a glad father, but a foolish man despised his mother.
Very good. Excellent job. All right, this is the last one. Matthew 21:22. Find it, state your name, and read it.
Jemiah.
This is Tyrese.
Go ahead.
In
y'all
all
can
things.
Read it together. Go ahead.
Whatsoever. In all things, whatsoever, ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive.
I'm sorry. I need it. Matthew 21:22.
Jemiah.
Okay.
And all things whosoever ye shall ask in prayer, believe it, y'all shall receive.
All right. I'm sorry. I must have written the scripture down wrong because both of you read the same thing. Okay. I have something different. I apologize, but thank you all so much. Let me give you one more. One more. James 1:2-3. I'm sorry I wrote the scripture down wrong on that last one, but that's okay. Go ahead. James 1:2-3. First one, find it, state your name, and read it. Thank you.
Joy when ye fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith will work in patience.
All right. Thank you so much. Excellent. All of you did an excellent job. You should give yourselves a pat on the back. Good job. Good job. I love you guys. Well, Lily and I, let's see, tonight, Pastor Clarence Fuller is going to do a prayer for the youth and the families, and then after that, Lily and I are going to do a skit. So, Pastor Clarence Fuller, we're ready for the prayer. Thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you. I just want to thank all of y'all youth. I thank God for your life. I speak life into your life. I plead the blood of Jesus into each and every one of your lives. I ask the Lord God to put a hedge of protection around your life. Father God, we ask that we would still, Lord, continue to come to the throne of grace, Father God. Lord, we come in boldly tonight, Lord, that we can attain mercy, Father God. Lord, and find grace in the time of need, Father God. We need you now more than ever, Father God. Lord, we need you in this time and day, Father God. Lord, we're living in an atmosphere, Lord. We're living in a world, Father God, that is turned upside down, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because you love each and every one of us, Father God. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and we thank you for your mercy. Father God, we just want to thank you tonight. We want to glorify you, Father God. We thank you for the privilege, oh God, just to come to you. Lord, and to continue to lift up your name, Father God. We ask that every last one of these young adults and their family members, Father God, be a point of contact, Father God, Lord, wherever they may go, Lord, that they may draw other youth to you, Father God, Lord, because in this day and time, Father God, Lord, our children, Lord, are being destroyed left and right. But, Father God, use each and every one of these individuals that's on this phone call tonight, oh God. Lord, use them in a way that they've never been used before, Father God. Lord, they don't have to be preachers. Lord, they don't have to be pastors, Father God. Lord, you said in your word, Father God, Lord, that if all things are possible, Lord, we can do all things through you, Father God. Tonight, Father God, you said in your word, this word I want to read to you guys, it's in Luke 10:19, and it says, God, he said, I have given you authority to trample upon snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. So what is he saying? He said he has given each and every one of you on this line tonight, he giving you power and authority. You don't have to be a pastor. He's giving you power and authority to trample upon all the wicked things of the enemy. Father God, we just ask you, Lord, we speak life into their lives tonight, Father God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we give you all the glory tonight, Father God. Lord, this is the night. Lord, this is the day that you have made. Lord, we're rejoicing and we'll be glad in it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, this is the night, Father God, Lord, that the word says that we shall turn the hearts of the Father to our children, Father God, and the hearts of our children to the Father, Father God. Lord, you said, Lord, lest you come and smite the earth with a curse, Father God. Lord, your word says, Father God, Lord, that, you know, you created each and every one of these individuals in your image. Lord, you gave them, you said, let us have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And that means Satan also. So I want you guys to know that you have this power and authority. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. You have the same power and the same authority that Jesus Christ has. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. Father God, we just want to continue to let these kids know, Father God, Lord, everything that you created, Lord, you created everything that was good, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, we praise you, we give you the glory in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. And they said, then, this is coming from Acts 16:31, it said, they replied, believe in the Lord Jesus, you will be saved along with everyone in your household. This is to the parents. Lord, if you are saved, God said, you got children that are wayward, stand upon this scripture. Lord said he will save you and your household. God is not a God that will lie. He's a God that will perform. He said, every word that goes out of my mouth, it shall be accomplished. So I want you guys to stand upon that word. If we got wayward children tonight, Lord, we stand upon that scripture, Lord, that everyone in our house and our household will be saved. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We'll praise you, Lord. We'll glorify you. We'll magnify you, Lord. We'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Scriptures number 3. It said, But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children of those who are faithful to his covenant and to those who obey his commandment. Father God, Lord, we thank you, Lord, because we have a covenant with you. Lord, we have a blood covenant, Father God, Lord, because Jesus Christ, Lord, he died on the cross for each and every one of us, Father God, the blood that redeemed us from the curse of the law, the blood that redeemed us from the curse of the tree, the blood that redeemed us from sin and shame, Lord, the blood that mocks us, the blood that washes us, the blood that cleanses us, the blood that protects us from all hurt, harm, danger, seen and unseen, the blood that keeps us from all sickness, disease, infirmities, and affliction, Father God. Lord, anything that cannot be found in Jesus' body, Father God, cannot be found in our body because we are the body of Christ. Father God, everything that Jesus have access to, Lord God, we have access to because we are the body of Christ. Father, we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because we are sitting in heavenly places far above all principalities, all powers, all dominion, and all might, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, Lord, because you have set us on high.
Father God, we just continue to thank you tonight, Lord. Just thank you for every last one of these children tonight, Lord. Let them be, each and every one of them, be a point of contact to their playmates, Lord, to their schoolmates, to their friends, Lord. Let them be a point of contact, Lord. Let your word flow out of their mouths tonight, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. This prayer is for the children. 1 John 4:20, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor the father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. It says that it may be well with you, and thou may live long on the earth. And this one is for the father. It says, Father, provoke not your children to wrath, but to bring them up in nurture and admonishing of the Lord. That's coming from Ephesians 6:1-4. And it says, no, this is Ephesians 6:1-4. It says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. And the next one, it says, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of your mother. Proverbs 6:20. And this is it. It says, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them to thy children diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when they sit down in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. These are the words it says. It said, honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days may be long upon this land. And we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. And my last one is, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful, pride or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoice whenever truth wins out. Love never gives up, never lose faith. It's always hopeful and endure through every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown language and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Amen. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. God bless you. May you continue to prosper in your knowledge of the Word of God. Amen. Thank you, Sister G.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Clarence. We appreciate you. Well,
thank you.
Hope you can stay on longer. Lily and I are going to do a skit called Miss Love and Miss Lust. It's a conversation about a chaste man. Chaste means pure in thought, in action, sexually pure, clean, spotless, untouched, a virgin. Love. Lust. Have you seen the man of my dreams, my knight in shining armor? He's a very special man. He's not like other guys. He's very special and a unique man. He is wise and listens to wise counsel from his father. His father gives him wisdom like Solomon gave his son in the book of Proverbs. Read Proverbs chapter 1 and you will understand what I mean.
Love, where do you think I saw your man? How does he look? What makes him so special and unique, as you say?
Well, Lust, he is different than any other guy that I've met. He's untouched in his body, clean in his thoughts, and pure in his conversation. He is handsome and has a positive attitude. He puts God first in his life. He doesn't go to church and hang out with the guys and gossip about the chicks. His relationship with God is real and genuine. He is sincere, a sincere man of integrity. God is his best friend, and he checks with the Almighty before he does anything.
Oh, wow. Where did you meet him? How did he get to be so unique? Where can I find a man like him? I go to church, but have not seen anybody like him.
Well, Lust, the Word of God says that a man who finds a wife finds a good thing, so finds favor with the Lord. So you don't have to look for a man. He will find you. He is like the man in Proverbs 31, 22 through 28. He's well known in the city and in government. He knows how to praise and compliment a woman. Oh, by the way, Lust, I did not meet him in church. To tell you the truth, I like him, but he's in love with God. He does like me, but God comes first in his life. He is unique because he has a great character, like so many men in the Bible. Like Joseph, he's a dreamer, Genesis 37:5. Like Samuel, he has a godly mother, 1 Samuel 2:9. Like David, he is a man after God's own heart, Acts 13:22. Like Solomon, he is a man of wisdom, 1 Kings 4:29 through 34. Like Daniel, he is courageous, Daniel 6:1 through 28. He learned about God and was taught the word of God, like Timothy, by his mother and grandmother, 2 Timothy 1:5.
Let's see what you mean, love. He is very unique. Wow, I'm speechless. I don't know any men like the one you described. I met a few guys, but none like the one you're talking about. I know as a young lady, I'm not supposed to look for a man, but I have in the past. Now that you are teaching about God's ways, I'm going to try to do the things God wants me to do. I don't know if I can, but I will try. From the things you are telling me, I have not been following God's plan. I need help.
Lust, that sounds like a good idea and a great plan. First, let me tell you a few more things about this true man of God. He is peaceful. He does not like fussing, cussing, or fighting. He is a man of integrity. He loves to cook and hates fast food. He is planning on becoming an engineer and a teacher of the Word of God. Lust, can I make a suggestion to you?
Sure, love. What's up?
In order to meet a man like the one I like, may I suggest you, number one, give your life to God, not men. Matthew 3:15-18. Hunger and thirst for God, not men. Psalms 42:1-3. Put God first in your life, not men. Matthew 6:33. Number four, please God in everything you do, not men. John 8:29. Number five, then maybe God will allow you to meet a man like the one I have met. Proverbs 18:22. Thank you. All right. We're finished with the skit. I want to ask a question. Anyone can answer. Just state your name and the answer. All right. Hold on 1 second. Let me open up the lines a little bit here. The more people joined us. I thank God for each of you all coming on tonight on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I want to ask a question. What is a chaste woman? Who knows the answer? What is a chaste woman? What does it mean to be chaste? What is a chaste man? What's a chaste woman?
Chaste.
What's a chaste man?
Chaste guys.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
Gloria Dean.
Somebody says, all right, Gloria Dean.
Yeah, chaste means being chastised. Told you right and wrong, chastising. Chaste.
All right, I'm
chastised.
Still listening for the answer. I can't hear you well, Glory Dean.
Oh. Yeah, I just was able to get my phone to
a chaste woman.
One that is taught by God, one is being obedient to God, one is being chastised by God.
All right, good job. What else? Who else? What does chaste woman mean? From listening to the skit, what's a chaste woman or a chaste man?
This is Micah.
Okay.
It needs to be pure in thought and action.
All right. Pure in thought and action. Sexually pure, clean, spotless, untouched, a virgin. All right. Let's see. I'm going to put some phones here on mute because we got like a little background noise in here. So let me see here. Hold on. All right. Looks like it stopped. If you'll do me a favor and help me out, if you could put your phone on mute unless you want to answer a question. All right. Who can define the word lust? What does lust mean? What does the word lust mean?
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
It's a very strong sexual desire.
All right, good job. All right, who can define the word love? Pastor Clarence talked about it a few minutes ago. Love, who can define the word love? What does love mean? What is love?
This is Levi.
Okay.
Love is patient and it's true.
Good job, Levi. Yep. According to 1 Corinthians 13, if you read the chapter, we've been reading that chapter now for a couple of weeks. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 talks about love. All right. So from reading the skit, let's go to 1 Corinthians 13, chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We've been on that chapter for a couple of weeks. We're learning about what God says love is. What God says. Everybody turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 to see what God says about love. You know, God is the one who created love. And he is love. So he knows what love is. Who can tell me what it says in 1 Corinthians 13:1? Read it and tell me in your own words. 1 Corinthians 13:1.
This is Tyrese.
You can read it. Go ahead, Tyrese.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am becoming a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about what we talked about that verse?
It means without love, you have nothing.
Okay. What is charity? What's the other word we talked about is charity?
Love.
Denying.
Go ahead. Both of you can answer. Janaya, say it again.
Yes, I was about to say charity is love.
Yes, good job. Charity is love. So 1 Corinthians 13 in the King James Bible says charity, but in some other versions it says love. It means the same thing. So, yeah, we can speak in tongues all we want. We can, be like angels. But if we don't have love, we're just making a lot of noise, like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And verse 2, who can tell us? Verse 2, it talks about love. God is concerned about our knowledge of love because, sometimes we get love and lust mixed up. Remember we've been talking about who is God and what does he want with us, and then we talked about purity. What is God's love? Sometimes you get lust and love mixed up. Lust is something that's just of the flesh. It's temporary. But what does God say love is? Let's look at verse 2. And though we have the gift of what? What is that? What does it say? Anybody. State your name and answer.
This is Micah. Prophecy.
Okay. All right. What else?
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing.
Mm.
Yeah, so what can you do? You can understand. You can prophesy. You can tell everybody everything about their life, what they're going to do in the future, what's going to happen. You can even predict who's going to be the president, who's going to be the president in 20 years or whatever. And you can understand all the mysteries of the world. You know, how God even put, you know, the earth on its axis. You can understand everything about the world, how he created, you know, all the continents and how he put the mountains there. You can know all of those things. But if you don't have love, it's all in vain. Doesn't mean a thing. All right? So we're going to continue that part. Every week we're going to be getting into love. Now, who can tell us? You can read our foundation scripture in this chapter, our foundation scripture. 1 Corinthians, what is it? And read it.
1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Amen, amen. Can you tell me a little bit about what that means, Lily or anyone, somebody? What does it mean?
My name is Janaya, and that means
okay.
When you become an adult, that don't be doing childish things anymore.
Okay. Good job. Anybody want to add to what she said? Pastor Clarence, you want to add anything to what she said?
It meaning that you are maturing. The things that you used to do, you don't do anymore. Anything that comes against the knowledge of God, you just drop those things and you have no desire. That's basically
all right. Yep. You know, when you're a child, you know, in classroom, some children were throwing spitballs and they were sliding on the floor, or you know, you were maybe 15 and still sucking a pacifier. Those are children's things, childish things. Or you know, when your mama said something to you, you go like, you suck your teeth and roll your eyes and stomp your feet. But when you became more mature, you go like, mm-mm. You put away all that stuff. You know, you don't do those things anymore. Your parents said something to you and you didn't like it, so you didn't do it. That's immature. But, you know, you can have a conversation with your parents. Mama, Daddy, I don't understand. Can you explain to me why I need to do this? Why? That's a more mature way. That's a more, you know, way when you grow up. You don't do those childish things anymore. You could be 10 years old and be grown up and be more mature than some children who are 15 and 18 and 21. You know what I'm saying? So,
amen.
Yeah, we're going to put away all those childish things.
That is
so,
true.
You know,
amen.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pastor Clarence.
No, I'm just amen, and I'm amening on that because it's so true. You know, you even got some young adults that's more mature than older adults and things like that. So that is so true. I thank God for each and every one of your young people here. I thank God that you even took the time out to get on this line tonight. That means a lot to me that you guys want to know more about the Word of God, and I thank God for you guys.
Thank you, Pastor Clarence. All right. Okay, so we talked about our foundation scripture. That's what we are, talking about the whole time that we are on University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We're talking about being mature in God. Being mature in God means that you pick up the Word daily, you read the Word, you study the Word, and the other thing is you obey the Word. You know, many people read the Bible all day, but they cuss. And they drink, and they, you know, have sex, and ain't married, and gamble, and, you know, do all kind of things. But God wants us to be obedient to his word. We don't want to just read it, you know, like it has no meaning. So we want to read the word, study the word, and obey the word. So what does we're gonna shift to our topic tonight. Is the title is Love or Lust? Which should you choose? Love or lust? Which should you choose? So, my dear children, love not the world, nor the things of the world. 1 John 2:15-17. So right before I go into this message, Sister Glory Dean, do you want to sing now or you want to sing at? Why don't you sing towards the end? That'll be good. I appreciate it, Sister Glory Dean. All right. All right. So
okay.
We're not going to love
okay.
The things of the world. If any person loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So let's talk a little bit about lust of the flesh. The Bible defines it as lust as a strong, craving desire, often of a sexual nature. It doesn't have to be of a sexual nature, but a lot of times it is. Lust. You could lust for food, or you could lust for, you know, Facebook, or you could lust for different things. You could lust for alcohol, different things. As a human being, we are naturally people who desire things of the flesh, things we want. But when we grow up and we become mature, we learn how to control the flesh. What we want, a lot of times we want food, clothes, all these things are of the flesh. Once we give our lives to Jesus Christ, we become new. We have a new life. We don't no longer desire the things of the flesh. We desire what the Lord wants for us. So God has certain things he wants for us. Micah 6:8 says, he has shown you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you. Who can tell me the first thing what God requires of you according to Micah 6:8? How does he want us to walk? I'll give you a clue. Huh? He wants us to walk a certain way according to Micah 6:8. All right? He wants us to walk humbly, to do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with God. We must change our mind to desire what God wants, to shift our focus from the flesh to the spiritual realm. In the spirit realm, the kingdom way of doing things. So we got to find out, what is the kingdom way of doing things? We are no longer a part of the earthly kingdom. We choose God's kingdom. God doesn't think the way we think. Some people say, get out of our mind, get our minds out the gutter. That's of the flesh. Stop thinking dirty thoughts, which are sexual inappropriate thoughts. In other words, do not plan to do wrong. Plan to do what is right, what God wants you to do. Lust of the flesh, it's not what God desires. So we thank God through Jesus Christ, according to Romans 7:25. So then, with this mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. That's what Paul said, through Jesus Christ, with his mind, we serve the law of God, which is according to how God wants us to live. Romans 8:8. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Romans 5:19-21. The works of the flesh are sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sensory, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalry, dissent, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and these things that are like that. Galatians 5:16 says, but I say to you, walk in the Spirit. and you will not gratify, satisfy the desires of the flesh. Romans 8:6 says, for set your mind on the setting your mind on the flesh, death. But when you set your mind on the spirit, it's life and peace. So God wants us to live holy because he's holy. He wants us to live a particular way. And in order to live that way, we got to be saved. We got to be, you know, who God wants us to be. So tonight, I'm going to turn it back in the hands of our co-host, Lily. She has something she wants to tell us. Go ahead, Lily.
It's time for an encouraging word from my dad, Pastor Turner.
Amen.
Praise
good evening,
the
Pastor
Lord.
Turner. Tonight.
Good evening, kings, queens, prince, and princesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to offer anyone that would like to be a part. And there's no other way but the only way, and that's Jesus Christ. And so I just want to say that it doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It doesn't matter what you did a couple of minutes ago. Nothing surprises the Lord. He knows all things. Everything is open. Everything is naked to him. So if you're in condemnation about something that you did wrong, like we just talked about, like they just talked about, love. He said no greater love than this. So we're offering the chance for eternal life in the kingdom right now. And this is based off of Romans 10:9. And you can just say this prayer with me. You don't have to say it on the phone. But if you listen in, you can listen to the playback. But what we're doing, we're saying, Lord God, I ask you to forgive me for my sins. Create in me a clean heart. Create in me a new heart. This is what we're telling the Lord. Renew in us the right spirit. We believe that you died on the cross. Tell him with your heart, we believe this. God raised you from the dead. We believe you died. You died for me. Lord God, you died for me for everything that I will commit, everything that I have committed. But we ask you right now, Lord God, to save us from the sins that we have committed. We receive you, Lord God, as head over our lives. Lead and guide us in your way. Lord God, we make a covenant with you right now to obey you day by day. Just like the prayer says, give us this day our daily bread. You have to take this walk day at a time, the day at a time. You have to understand that God has written a book about your life. All you have to do is agree with the chapter. And so right now, I just want to talk about inventory. I just want to be real with y'all just for a little bit without getting deep. We just want to be real. So my thing is, like I said, nothing surprises the Lord. And so he had me. He gave me a dream the other day, but I'm not going to go deep into it. But it's how we fall and how we get up. We need to do inventory on ourselves, you know. And so like Philippians said, search out your salvation, your own salvation. So my thing is, I want you guys to be encouraged. I want everyone to be encouraged to search out your own soul salvation and understand and remember what Matthew 13:8 says. He said some of the seeds fail. He said, but others fell on good ground, but brought forth good fruit. It brought forth fruit, but it was some 100, some was 30, and some was 100. Some was 30, some was 60, and some was 100. So my thing is, with this being said, no matter where you are, when life throws circumstances at you, use that power to your fullest. To the full capacity. So my thing is, like Prophet Denton was saying, I believe, you don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a prophet and hold a title. You have to understand you're created in the image. And if you gave your life to the Lord, understand you have divine assistance. You can call forth that divine assistance when that problem comes and when that issue comes, and you can speak to that thing. Now, in my dream, It was Muhammad Ali. Now, we all know that he said he's the greatest. But you have to look at yourself. You're uniquely made. You're wonderfully. You're crafted for this. You have to look at yourself and say, wait a minute, although I fail, is how you get up. See, they give you a 10 count when you get knocked down. So you have to look at it. If you get up too fast, you won't understand the mistake that you made. But if you wait till around about 8 and you get up now, you understand I can get sure footing now. I can rest my legs. Let me get up and let me understand the fall that just happened. And let me get back up on my 2 so I don't make that same mistake again. But you have to understand, you're going to show him that you are the child of God. This is what you're showing the enemy. Your battle is already won. All God tells you to do is stand firm in him. Hallelujah. Stand firm in him. Put on the whole armor of God. Don't get offended. But you know what? That 30, that 60, that 100, you know what? If you're not on the 30 when that trial comes, you know what? Praise. Connect to another praise. Watch this right here. You get this right here like the choir say. It amplifies. When you put your praise with another person that's praising with their whole heart, understand you got electrifying, you're shifting the atmosphere. So you have to understand that's a wave that's going out of your mouth. Praise over your problem. You have to understand that. It's a frequency. So do inventory on yourself. That's all I'm saying. Let's all do inventory on ourselves and get those restraints off our lives. There is no limit in God. Speak to that situation and tell it what to do. I don't care if it's health. It's you know what? Yeah, we old and you know what? We feel in the pain. You know what? Moses lived for a long time.
Amen.
Jesus was creating miracles a long time ago. So the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore is the same God that's omnipresent with all of us on this phone line, right there where we are. So therefore, understand, make that frequency match whatever you're reading. Hallelujah. And I give you praise, Lord God. We magnify your name, Lord God. This is what we do. We live to serve you, to worship you. We live. This is what we do. And now turn it back over to you, Queen of God. Amen.
We have our co-host coming back on.
We are so grateful to each of you for being a part of University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you and look forward to hearing from you each week.
Amen. Well, I want to tell you something very special tonight. I need you to listen closely because this is about someone acknowledging a special person tonight. So it may be you, so listen. 1 Timothy 5:17 said that let the leaders, the elders who rule well, be counted worthy of double honor. So we are honoring someone tonight. I acknowledge a mighty man of God. This man of God is creative, greatly talented. This man of God is faithful to God, to the body of Christ. He is a phenomenal man. He knows the word of God. It is written on the tables of his heart. He purposed in his heart he would not defile his temple. He goes out of his way to help others in the body of Christ and those who are not a part of the body of Christ. He is a marketplace minister. He loves children. He has his quiver full of them. He knows and understands well the scripture in Malachi 4:6. And he will turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers. The word of God says in Proverbs 22:4, the reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. This man is full of humility and the fear of the Lord. I decree riches and honor and long life is his portion. I present to you Pastor John Turner. We acknowledge you tonight, man of God. I thank God for you.
Ooh, are you there again, Pastor? Hallelujah.
You know what? I give all the glory to God as I accept this. Yes. Hallelujah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You are so faithful, and God wanted me to acknowledge you tonight. You are so faithful. You are a great father. Like I said, he has his quiver full of them, and he is teaching them diligently the word of God on a daily basis. He's teaching them God's way, not just through his words, but through example. So I thank God for you, Pastor Turner. You are a blessing to all of us, not just on University of Biblical Studies, but you do many great things. And I want you to know that the book that God allowed me to write, Our Little Angels Around the World, he and his children, Pastor Turner and his children, they made a CD, and they sang the song on the CD. So I thank God for them. They are a blessing in my life. I thank God for my son, my spiritual son, Pastor John Turner, and his children, Tyrese, Isaac, Micah, Lily, John, Levi, and Israel. I thank God. I love you all so much. Thank you.
We love you too.
All right. They call me Grandma G. I don't have any children or grandchildren, so they adopted me and I adopted them. I thank God for you all. Well, we're going to have a song from Gloria Jean Charlotte. We're going to be closing out soon. After she sings, if anybody have any questions, any prayer requests, we got Pastor Clarence on here. He might pray for somebody. Pastor Turner can pray for some people. Got Minister Gloria Jean. What are you going to sing tonight, Minister Gloria Jean? She's from Marrero, Louisiana. Hold on. Let me see. She may be on mute. Hold on. Let me see.
Can you hear
me? She's on mute or not. Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Oh, this phone is. Oh, my phone's just like going out. It's a very short song, and I thought it sounds very good. You know, time of learning, and one of the scriptures saying about it, the child. You know, you speak as a child. Now you're learning more how to be mature, but this is a very short song.
Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. He's the living of a valley. He's the greatest morning star. He's the fairest of disaster. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to tell. Everybody ought to tell. Everybody ought to tell who Jesus is. He's the lily of the valley, the constant morning star. He's the fairest of the everybody ought to know who Jesus is.
Encouraging them
Because, Lord, sometimes young people can get discouraged, but we come on to University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, girls to ladies, to encourage our youth, oh God, in the and lead them in the direction you want them to go in, Father God. We thank you that they are growing up in the most holy faith. They are maturing daily in the name of Jesus. They are maturing to become who you want them to become, oh God. So, Father, I just thank you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we tear down the strongholds that the enemy try to put on them. We decree and declare, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that everyone who has an explosive temper, get angry, a fragile image, oh God, they have a ferocious appetite, distrust authority. They've had rejection problems, depression, suppression, fear of failure. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We tear down every stronghold, oh God, that's against them in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare they are set free. No weapon formed against them. And, Father, I thank you that our youth, oh God, will begin to learn about you at an early age, and great shall be their peace. They will be obedient to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. They will become good citizens, oh God. They will, oh God, be our future Daniels and Samuels and, oh God, Miriams and, oh God, they like Esther, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing on the inside of our youth, oh God. Bless them like never before. Direct their path, oh God. Keep them safe, oh God. We decree and declare they will not get into sex trafficking, oh God. They will not be kidnapped, oh God. But they'll be in a safe place in you. I rebuke the spirit of nightmares from them. Right now in Jesus' name, I decree and declare no nightmares will come upon them anymore. Oh, God, I thank you that they'll begin to pray every night before they go to bed, read the word before they go to bed. Even if they just read, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Even if they just read, even the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Even if they just read Psalms 91. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for giving your angels charge over our children and their families, oh, God. Bless their parents, their grandparents, their aunts, uncles, and cousins, the whole family. Keep all of us safe. For we close out tonight, but not from your presence, oh, God. We thank you for what you're doing in all of us, oh, God. Have your way. Walk with us. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, oh Lord. You are our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Thank God for you all. Look forward to talking to you this Saturday, this coming Saturday. We have family day at 9 a.m. Call in the same number. It will be Bible Storyland Family Day. We'll be honoring family. So we look forward to hearing from you all on Saturday morning. I love you all. Have a great week, rest of the week. Don't forget, praise the Lord, like you lost your mind. God loves you, and so do I.
We love you, too.
Love you all.
We love you, love everybody.
Love you.
Oh, God.
Love you all.
This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God.
God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as Mr. Sacrifice. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Sanctify us.